Hello, my name is Paul Floyd, and I'm going to talk about upstreaming the Valgrind port to FreeBSD. Okay, I'll just make myself a little bit smaller. And start the presentation. Okay, upstreaming the Valgrind port. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about myself, just to say how I managed to get to be working on Valgrind on FreeBSD. I'll give a bit of an introduction to FreeBSD and to Valgrind for those of you that are not familiar with them. Then the bulk of the talk will be about the tools and way I've been working on Valgrind, and also a selection of the big issues that were required to be fixed. Okay, and I'll finish with a bit of a conclusion, future work, and a few other little remarks. So, a bit about me. I was born and I grew up here in a village called Tondi in Wales. After that, I went to study at university here in Manchester, in England, where I studied electronics. Bit of a long story how I got from electronics to software development, but can be done. It was also in Manchester that I first installed FreeBSD. That would have been late 1995. FreeBSD 2.10, 32-bit on a Dell 486 PC with 16 megabytes of RAM. Also in Manchester, I met my future wife, a French lady. So after a little bit, I moved to France. I'm not going to talk all about my career, so I'm going to skip 20 years. And for all that time, I've been in France, here in the southeast, in Grenoble, just next to the Alps. Grenoble is a really nice place. I like it here. So a bit of advertising. Here are a couple of pictures I took on my walk to work. This is the Dent du Creux, and here's another picture taken from the same place, looking south at the Belledonne chain of mountains, which is really the edge of the Alps. I work for Siemens EDA. EDA, that's Electronic Design Automation. We make software for all aspects of electronic design. In particular, the tool team that I work produces a tool for analog simulation, and my focus is on performance. At work, it's a Linux, our main platform. I do use Valgrind quite a bit, but I don't use FreeBSD at work. That's only in my spare time.